KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly is unsparing and inspiring in equal measure. The camera immediately puts us in the position of its hero, a man regaining consciousness after a catastrophic stroke that has left him lucid but almost completely paralyzed. We see what he sees, foggily at first, and hear the tumbling thoughts he can't communicate to those around him. When a doctor says, "Don't be afraid," we recoil from the ghastly irony. No fate could be more frightening. No premise for a popular entertainment could be more improbable. Yet Julian Schnabel's magnificent French-language film, like its true-life subject, transcends reality's prison with surreal buoyancy. The source material is a slender but celebrated memoir of the same name by Jean-Dominique Bauby. He's played in Radiant Good Health, as well as The Deep Freeze of Immobility by Mathieu Amalric, and in either mode, it's an astonishing performance. Jean Doe, as his friends and associates called him, was struck down at the age of 43 in 1995. Before that, he ruled the fashion roost as the dynamic and witty editor-in-chief of French Elle. After his stroke, he was taken to the Burke Maritime Hospital in the Pas-de-Calais, where rehabilitation specialists soon discovered that he could signal by blinking his left eye. Over 14 months that followed, Jean Doe managed incredibly to formulate and polish his manuscript in a mental notebook, then dictate it by blinking in response to letters on a chart. He died in 1997, 2 days after the book was published. A blinking left eye recalls My Left Foot, the Jim Sheridan film with Daniel Day-Lewis as the cerebrally palsied writer and painter Christy Brown, and other films of severe disability. But The Diving Bell and the Butterfly soars above and beyond the genre, just as the delicate dazzler of Bobby's title flies on the wings of his memory and imagination. The Diving Bell is emblematic of his encasement. The movie has done what those who've cherished the book might have thought impossible, intensified its singular beauty by roving as free and fearlessly as Bobby's mind did. The images are sumptuous when they aren't claustrophobic. Vistas of the beach at Calais, where the patient, strapped in a wheelchair, is surrounded by his wife and children. Fantasies of flight, of skiing on virgin snow, of beautiful women, of the hospital's storied past, of convivial company and food, good Frenchman that he is, Bobby still nurses an oyster fetish, of Parisian streets and canopies of trees accompanied by a lyrical theme from The 400 Blows. These visual fugues may come as no surprise. Julian Schnabel is a painter of note, and his cinematographer, Janusz Kaminski, is a distinctive artist in his own right. What's remarkable is the grace and authority with which the film depicts the unquenchable flow of dreams, desires, sensual memories, language, sardonic humor, and crystalline intelligence that constitute the core of the man. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly was adapted brilliantly by Ronald Harwood. Far from being a one-man show, it's fully populated and impeccably acted by a cast that includes Max von Sydow as Bobby's father, Emmanuel Seignet as Céline, his devoted though terrified wife, Marie-Josée Croze as Henriette, his lovely speech therapist, and Anne Consigny as Claude, the amanuensis who shares the dedication of his book. Although this Claude is outrageously glamorous, Henriette has a glorious response when early on her patient lets her know he wants to die. It's one of the many moments that leave you gasping. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.